Welcome back to the AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRAM Morning Show. Normally, we speak with head coach Ryan Molick of the United Red Storm baseball team. Weren't able to connect with Ryan this week. We'll catch up with him next Friday morning on our Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner. But stepping in nicely, Mr. Mark Richardson of the Noon Lions Club here in Monmouth and also the Little Lions League Baseball Commissioner. Mark, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
First of all, congratulations on your small business award last night for
you.
The pizza
thank
place.
Thank you very much.
It's very nice. Good publicity for you.
Yeah.
And congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you.
And you sponsor some of the events that I do over on our sister station on 97.7, mm-hmm. So we appreciate that as well. It's good to see. I think it's all due to the afternoon show, I think
that's
why.
That's probably it.
Let's talk baseball. I could talk baseball all day long, but let's talk Lions League baseball. You got the evaluations coming up next week.
Coming up on Monday and Tuesday night up at Monmouth Roosevelt High School, 6:30. It's kids between ages 10 and 12. They've got to be 10 by September 1st, and they cannot turn 13 before September 1st. So if they're 9 years old right now, but they're going to be 10 years old this summer, I mean, they're eligible to play. And we're looking forward to having teams. I think we're probably going to have five, maybe six teams. We
That'd
don't know
be
yet.
Great. Six would be great.
Yeah.
Five's a good number. Yeah. Six would
yeah.
be great.
Yeah, five's probably going to be the ideal. What we're going to have, like, and that's what we had last year. Hopefully, we'll see some more kids. Maybe we don't know until it's all over.
Right. What time's all that taking part?
6:30. Both nights. Okay. The kids need to be either one or the other. They don't need to be both nights. One or the other. We used to call it tryouts. We kind of change it to evaluations because every kid gets to play. It doesn't make any difference their skill level. Every single one of them gets to play. And we didn't want to leave it as a tryout because it's
– Then you think, well, maybe my kid's not going to
You think you're
it.
Not going right. to get on right, a team, right, right, but right. You, they every kid gets to play.
Good. You made some major changes. Was it last year or the summer before?
It's been a couple years
couple
ago,
years.
I think
yeah.
it was, because we used to have the major and minor mm-hmm. division, and the numbers were dwindling. You get so many kids doing other things in the summer. And the 9-year-olds, we dropped that off and just have the 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. 9-year-olds are eligible to play at the Y. And so everybody has a place to play, and we just have the one division right now.
Yeah. What's the preliminary numbers looking like this year? Not an exact number, but.
Well, it's really kind of hard to tell until it's all over. We're just kind of going off last year. We had five teams. So we're hoping at least we have at least the five and maybe six, and we get some more kids interested. A lot of it's got to get your friends there. I mean, there's probably right. not a whole lot of the kids listening at this time in the morning at the radio.
They better be. Everybody better be.
Well, they're probably getting ready for school. But the big thing is, you know, get your friends. They got to get their friends there, and that's what really makes it fun. You're playing your friend. You're playing against your friends, and you learn the competition. You sit there in a game, and you're just trying to win the other, you know, but after it's all over, they're all friends and sitting around on the swings or on the concession stand or whatever. But it's a good league. We've got a great ball field up there. You know, you've been up there.
Mm-hmm. What a great facility to play Little League baseball.
It is. It's just that from when I first became involved with my kids when they were younger, I remember that field is kind of hard and clay and rocks, and we've got the nice aggregate on it to – It just if people aren't playing at Harmon Park in the summer because of rain, they're not playing anywhere. I mean, that field will drain off and it gets ready, and it's a great field.
There is no field in Western Illinois that holds water better than Lions League. I'll tell you what, it has been pouring at noon, and I keep waiting here at the radio station. Well, surely they're going to be calling here before long saying games are canceled. No, the games go on.
Yep, get a little sun on, a little wind, and it dries fast.
Yeah. A beautiful, got the trees out there. Just a beautiful ballpark. I love it. And again, all four of our sons have went through the Lions League here, and to this day, my son played some college baseball, but he said the funnest times he had was playing at Harmon Park with his friends.
Yeah,
that's the funnest time he had playing baseball.
And it is because it's really fun. It's when you see the kids who aren't playing that night, they're still up there. They're up there watching the other kids play and having a good time, and it's just a good place to hang out. It's safe. It's fun. Have the concession stand and go get a hot dog, Coke, whatever you need, and just sit down and enjoy a nice evening.
Where I was going to go, coaching wise, what's the need for coaches?
Well,
this year?
We're still looking for a few. I mean, so, dads, if you're out there and your kids are going to be playing, get a hold of me. And right now we're at the short at least one and maybe two. So it's it always comes together in the end, but sure. You know, just kind of getting down to crunch time here because, like I say, Monday and Tuesday will be the evaluations. They'll draft the coaches draft, so they get there and they evaluate the players and we have a draft. I don't know when that'll be actually, but makes it a lot easier than having to place the kids on the team.
Right, right. Everybody gets in. Somebody's not happy.
Right, right.
If you're not happy, yeah. Blame the guy that drafted.
Blame the guy drafted you, right.
we've been on the drafting end of that many times. Draft, that's a big day. I love draft day. I used to love draft day.
It's so neat how serious some of these guys get. Let's see, which one do I want now?
I've walked into a draft before and said, just give me 12 guys. Yeah. I don't care who they are. Give me 12 guys.
Just give them to me. We'll make a team.
But like you said, everybody's placed on the team. Everybody right. will get drafted.
Right.
And how'd things go last year? Good summer?
It was a great summer last year. And we had and honestly, you know, because I always hear a few people will grumble a little bit. No complaints last year. So that's one of the reasons why you came back this year, because I didn't have any last year. So
you're staying until you get some complaints.
So if I get a complaint, then I'm done. That's easiest the way. But no, we're starting to get some younger umpires that are actually, which is I think is good. These kids go out, they take the test, they get patched from the IHSA.
Great place to learn the craft.
And it's one of the best places. They can come up there and get a couple games in a night. It's a great summer job for them. Dan Berglund is the guy who's in charge of the umpire. I think he does for Legion.
He does for Legion too. Fantastic job.
He's just a clearinghouse for umpires somehow. Yeah. I don't know, but if there's any kids, if anybody out there who's interested in umpiring, you know, get a hold of Dan and he'll let you know what needs to happen to do that.
Some of those Lions League parents are some of the most patient baseball parents around.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's funny. Well, it's always funny at the beginning of the season because you know they're. Oh, nice swing. Oh, nice try. At the end of the season, what are you doing?
It gets a little bit more intense.
It gets a little, we get down to tournament time and everything. But, yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Good. Well, we need to get some coaches there. And good baseball, good knowledgeable baseball coaches is preferred. But we just need somebody to go out there.
Somebody who's willing to work with them and put some time in.
Get some fundamentals built into these kids. Perfect place to learn fundamentals. Anything else going on with the Lions League that the folks need to know?
I just make sure you write it down Monday or Tuesday night at the high school at
6:30 in the AP room.
Right. And I realize the NCAA game is on, but since Arizona's out, it doesn't make any difference.
And that was your team, huh? Well, UCLA's out too, so might as well go to the evaluation. Yeah,
might as well. There's nothing else going on.
Right. Kids need to bring their ball gloves.
I need to bring a glove.
Okay.
If they have bats, they can bring their own bat if they want to. We'll have some bats there. If they have helmets, bring your own, but we'll have some helmets there. And bring your parents, because we'll have to get the form signed everything in so we can get things going. But
what's it cost to play Lions League baseball this summer off the top of your head?
I believe it's $40.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I should know that.
You've been pretty busy here lately.
Same as it was last year, I'll say that.
So the kids will take some swings, they'll take a few ground balls, throw a little bit, nothing, you know?
They'll get in the batting cage and then they'll go up and throw a little bit, catch a little bit. Those who want to pitch will, you know, pitch a little bit, and
hopefully there's a bunch of pitchers out there.
Yeah, I hope so. That's what makes it really good.
Pitch counts. I know high school and even the Legion level, we're dealing with new pitching count rules. Is there anything new this year for Lions League?
If you want to come up and keep track of pitch count, maybe. But other than that, no. No, we do limit it on innings. The pitchers are limited, so we don't want to hurt their arms and stuff. But yeah.
The many, many nights I've spent in Harmon Park, I can't think of too many instances where a kid's been abused pitching-wise.
Yeah.
Especially here in the last 4 or 5 years.
And we've got it now where it used to be they could pitch 6 innings in a game, and that'd be done for the week. But now we've limited it's 3 innings a game, period.
A part of the whole process is developing pitching for later on in our local high schools, so. All right. Anything else? What's going on with the Lions Club? How's things going with them?
Well, our numbers are down a little bit. We know we got a few people. We'd always use more members. That's baseball is really our big event.
Sure, for the new Lions, for sure.
For the new Lions, yeah. I mean, you got an evening Lions Club who does a lot, too. But the baseball is the new Lions Club. And we got other little smaller projects, but the baseball is the main focus we use when we get down.
What's the tentative start date for the first ball game? You got a schedule laid out yet?
We don't have a schedule yet. It's usually the Monday after Mother's Day.
Okay.
Is typically when it was
kind of when you try to get stuff going.
Yeah, and then once we get it done, I get with the schools because I know they got spring programs, and we try to schedule around the programs and concerts or whatever they have going so we don't miss kids on that.
So tryouts Monday and Tuesday, and then the draft will be probably shortly after
That? Yeah, so a few days after. Okay. We'll
and then they'll
going.
Be contacting the
and
kids?
And the coaches will contact the kids, and once we figure out how many teams we'll have, we'll get the schedule together and go from there.
There's always questions. If anybody has any questions this weekend or Monday or Tuesday, who do they contact?
They can contact me. We have a Facebook page for Lions Club. If you want to send a message there, I see those, and it may not be within 2 minutes I get back, but usually within the day I'll get back with you. Or you can call me, that's fine too.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mark. Good luck for the season. Look forward to watching some ball games out at Harmon. It's always good to go watch the young kids play. I miss it. I miss being there.
It's fun. It is fun.
All right.
Thanks.
Mark Richardson, baseball commissioner with the Lions League here in Monmouth. Also a member of the new Lions Club as well.